morning when the sugya was before, sugya being with Star Harbor, being a lot of pain. Usually we try to go through the Yesodos and then go through Sif by Sif. I like to go all the way around this time, go through Sif by Sif, and that was explain the Yesodos so that come out over here. Then you know, with Star Harbor from the Sif Chav Ches and Sif Lam Avov, we have different concepts. First, Sif Chav Ches, the sugya Marpes Morso, it's a Mishnah that says someone can take out Morso. If it's doing it in the case to make a Pesach, you don't even isn't the right, so take out the molko, take out the pos. The mice said it's mutter. What's the reason why it's mutter? Rashi in place to say, welcome to Sar, look goes through. Now, the case of Mappas Morso, in English, I think it's asbest, something that has a lot of pain to it. That means that people in the Gemara, Ksubis, Avonim, and Aleph, they think any pos pimple they have, they want to take it on Shabbos, the mice said it's mutter. That's not what we're discussing over here. If someone's taking out the pos, you're not in pain, not in Sar. You might not appreciate the way how it looks, but there's no tzar coming to it. That's a specific type of pimple that has a lot of pain to it. Again, I think in English called asbest. That might still be motor, otherwise all other pimples that take it out is osur and Shabbos. If you stop taking it out, it's not for change, you'll go for you even isur. Now, there a band in the safe the mice he did not seem to bring out this point. He seemed to write he could take out any post pimple. People told me that they spoke to a band and they asked him, they tell me yes, if you got to write that in the safer. And only welcome tires motor. Otherwise, as this one point out, or Yitzchak can always say, any pimple you want to take out is very clear for his ulcer. Now, to take out this asbest, the Mishabura says for the Magarom and Dafka, even though they sold, it's better to do it Aide Nochri. The reason why the Achrenics point out, because since it depends upon your Kavono, it's be the right, so motor, therefore it's better to do it Aide Goy, you cannot do it Aide Goy. Might you do it Aide Yisrael. Now, the head is Blocho Shein Tzrich Lugufay. The problem the Mishabura brings down, from the Rishayim read in Makkah Mishnah, the Rambam paskins Mlochos Shein Tzuch LeGufo like a Yehuda, that Yechayev. So Bishlam also we hold this Potter Mokom Tzai like Gozu. But according to Rambam holds Yechayev, still he paskins like this Mishnah, the Mappas Morse and Mutter. Why is it so? The Gemara writes like of Zainon Beis, depends upon the Mandioma of Mlochos Shein Tzuch LeGufo is Potter. So the Mishabura brings down from the Magarav, the Makkah Mishnah, one Teret, it's not a Gemara Mlochos, it's not possible to come to the in the Makkah Potter's. You have to then answer the sugyo when the Sharatzian, he brings out from Magarbam a second teret, it's not kavona from Locha Klal, and you say from the Sefer Abatim. And we spoke this out when he learned the sugyo Locha Shein Tzuch LeGufoy, Parichas, and Kamen Karmoy. Those are two ways of answering the Rambam. Now, come along with Mishabuan says that this case of Mavish Morsa was Lav Dafka Mavish Morsa. Look at the sugyo, in the case of Kais, coming from Magarbam, in the case you have a person that has a splinter inside his finger, you want to take it out. Halacha is allowed mice to take it out. Now the way that the Magarbam says over why it's not a situation to take out dam, therefore the mice you can't take it out. But let's say it's not possible for you to take out the splinter inside your finger unless you have dam over there. It sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah coming from Magarbam, the reading of Magarbam is it should be also. Now those who bring it down this way, simple, say Shabbos, Eliyahu, or Chasulchan, others. The Mice Mishmur does not go this way. He says Pshat and the Magarbam is not the way, and Makra Shekel. And if you can do it without Dam, you have to take out the splinter without Dam. The Mice say, Yeshur, the Sugya is coming from Marpas Morso. And from Marpas Morso, we learn out the Mokhan Tzaila Gozu, a Gami doing an Akka Havolo, he's taking the answer Dam as Locha Shein Shekel Gufoy. Mokhan Tzaila Gozu, Hainu Hak, same thing, wash me in Machal, one Sugya from the other. Just like by Marpas Morso, the Mice is Motor. So also be the same sugya, you cannot do it without taking out dam. You can't do it even though you're taking out dam. Welcome to Tzar Lo Gozer.
So this tzar then is referring to a localized tzar, has nothing to do with your guf, your fist, or like that, right?
Right.
It's a new category.
Yes, that's the problem. We have first, we can go through the sifim and then bring out this question: what in the world is going on over here? Or what category is this? That's gonna be the problem. We'll first go through the cases that we have over here. These different cases, seven cases over here, and then we'll ask what's going on. Sif Chotes is a sugya when a person banged his hand or his foot. The luck is that you want to heal it. So Ade Yayin, Mice says, this is only Laham the Dam to stop the Dam from coming out, Mice said, Smutter. The case of Chaymis, or be case of four. Let's say a person is a delicate person, and therefore also be a case of four, then only case of ulcer. But you say the point out that for you see over here that stopping the Dam from coming out is not necessarily get over four. That means, for example, you want to wash your cut underneath water. Or put your finger and hold it down without pressing further. Because you press further, there's more dam to come out. Now do it's kavolo. But just put your finger there. Put the wash underneath the water. That's not nichol to get out of a floor. Stopping the dam, the mindset's motor. It's discussed also putting, let's say, powder on top of any cart, stops the dam from coming out, dries up the area. Also, stopping blood from coming out and stopping something from happening is not healing anything. No healing process. Just stopping something from coming out. That's what it says over here. That's a chiddush. Not healing. It's stopping.
You're healing the cup.
Sure, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush over here. Stopping them coming out. Not the chiddush getter for. You would thought otherwise. Kamash, but not the way. Kamash, the chiddush getter of not a case of refuah. The case of stopping them coming out. That means you mentioned already last time the case of putting on iodine or peroxide on top of a cot. So, the portion, someone to make, they come in two avenues. Either B'Shalom Azamah says, Nichol Geda of Shmira, it's not getting affected. Or the Shmira Shabbat Mechosay, or Nishma Shabbat says, why are you putting on top of it? To stop the dam from coming out. The Mice says, stop the dam from coming out. The Mice says, Mutter. Now, they do say, Agam over here, when you put on the peroxide, or you put on the ointment over here, the iodine, Mice also heals it. For you, Iker Kavano, Shabbat Mechosay, to stop the dam from coming out. The problem, if you realize, to say that pshat, the chura that goes on further in the sif over here and put chaim at the top, even though you can't stop the dam coming out, or the case even yain, if you're delicate, it does also an act of refuah. The chura is also, I mean, let's say you're doing two acts, stopping the dam and the refuah. The mechab is saying with pashas is also. Yet the shmir shabbos and the nishmir shabbos one time doing two acts, iodine or peroxide on top of a cut, stopping the dam from coming out and healing it, mice is motor. It's very schwer, unless you want machalik, that since over here you have an option by putting the chaymish on top, also putting the wine on top, the fact they picked the chaymish shows you have kavana for their four. Putting on the iodine or peroxide only for the act of stopping the dam coming out, might be motor, which is the chiddush, you thought of where it's coming from. But I see the new piskachuvas that came out this past year, he and Chanami, in the last print, he wants to bring down this machalik, his new print says it doesn't stand, it might should be ulcer. If Maisav doesn't act at both, it's cyber four, and decided the act of also, to stop the dam coming out, L'chor should be also, because circle slave, drug an actor for L'chor it's a cash over here. That's what B'Shalom Azam wants to make it by Aridana, the Chaliget of Shmira, which also Yeshlod in that. What? It takes away the germs not get affected. Yeah. You want to tell the title? Come on, B'Shalom Azam will make it with that Sigur Shmira. This also was a Chiddush we discussed last time. Shmira is making sure nothing outside factor happens to it, which is the Chaliget of Shmira. And therefore, there are those arguments that you cannot put on iodine or the peroxide, whether it's Rabbi Yashiv or others come along and say, New Piskei Tshuva says, you understand where the makor of the het is coming from. Sif Lamed is a case when a person dislocated his bones, so that Mishmur says, Ayin Sif Mem Zayin, so as we get a Sif Mem Zayin, we'll discuss it over there. Sif Lamed Aleph is the halacha of when a person has these tzitzin or tzipurin that are Purish Rubon. The Gemara of Tzadik Dalav and Beis brings down that when they have these cuticles, that's the skin upon your side of your nails, or you have the nails itself in Parish Roy, the lock is, you have to take it off. Now, the Gemara is very clear, you need three things to take it off. Number one, it has to be a case of Roy. Therefore, if it's Roy, you're Tolish Dummy. Therefore, the whole Chib is only Didi Rabbanon, the Geis is only Geis Rabbanon, number one. Number two, the way the Mishpur brings down has to be a case of Dafka Biyad. The Gemara says it's not a case of a Kli, so the second Rabbanon. And when you have two drabbonim, then you have mokum tzar, the maisel agazru. So again, when you have a case of a kli, a biyad, number one, roiv, number two, then number three, mokum tzar agazru. Now the Gemara discusses that depends if it's lamaila, it'll be mutter, if it's lamater, it'll be ulcer. What does that mean? It means away from your body, you're close to your body, machloek is rashi and taisis. And therefore, we're not exactly sure what to go do. Lokal maisel, now those montaina, well, it's a suffix. Come out a case of drabbonim, two drabbonim over here. The Maisa, Sai Lamaila and Sai Lamata should be Mutter. We're not sure which one is which. And therefore, either one should be Mutter. Maisa Mechabit did not go this way. Mechabit is very clear and says, since we do not know which one is Lamaila, which one is Lamato, therefore we have to be Machmer. And Maisa, why? Sabdabon Lakula, why be Machmer? The Klum, the gate to Sabdabonans, is that they point out the example from the Ran writes, when a person has the gate to Willing Megillah on Purim, you're not sure if it has a Chaymo or does not have a Chaymo. So the question is, you're reading your Dalit or Tezvav. Only Dali say maybe has a chaymo, sub double lakula. Tezbal maybe not have a chaymo, sub double lakula. Says the random, so you won't do the Megillah at all, the whole entire lock will be out the window. In such a case, you should not say sub double lakula, the Tashi is Tashi, the kula is over here. Something over here, if you come along and say sub double lakula, you'll take away the whole entire lock of that one way, the mice, the mata is also. Because we're not sure which way is the mata. So end up being, you'll be mata, sai, the mile, and sai, the mata. When you have a tati sasi, some double kulu, we do not say this klal, and therefore, if our character says in the machaber, we are machmer. We're not sure which one to take, this halacha or that halacha, which one's the emes? Rashi tells us, we mark them both ways.
So you have to win the go both ways?
Sorry?
You have to win the go both ways?
No, they pick your dalad because you're yaitzing your dalad. The Gemara says someone who comes early can be yaitzing early, right? Uh-huh. So you're yaitzing your dalad. Now, over here, the halacha is again, they have two cases. You have a case of tzitzin and a case of tziporin. Now, the case that we're saying over here, that it goes l'mayla l'mato, I'm not sure which way it is. The case is by the case of cuticles, by the skin, the tzitzit. What about by the case of tziporin? Is that also this halacha that we have a din of l'mayla l'mato? No, tziporin means once you have a get of rave, that's it. You mock him tzar, you can be parish it. When do we say this get of l'mayla l'mato? So among the achrenim, how they bring down this halacha, it's not that clear. Where the chayotim, the kids, are bringing it down, only by tzitzin we have this problem. Of the Maila Mato. And then by tzitzin, it's my colleague that applies. Given this, by tzitzin will be machmer. See, if you have a nail that most of us cut off, there's no din of Maila Mato. I'm not sure exactly how it applies. And then, one time, in that case, but Mokum Tsar, be Yad, Echonami, if it's right, it might be Mutter. Therefore, there is a Shmir Shabbos, it goes this way. The Archa Shabbos, Numus form goes this way. And the Halach is Muchel by tzitzin, by cuticles, not by nails. I've said, I'll look at the Eshel Avram, the Bachach over here, he says the Halach is by tzitzin. The side by Tziporin, the Isim Chaim Kineski, or Sheva Kalsi, the Tshuva Bat, says read the Machaber, the Pashto reading is side by Tzitzin and side by Tziporin, is the Maila Elamach, and therefore you have to be marked by both. You could say, according to Svek Svek Lahokal, because first of all, maybe the whole entire Lahokal only implies by Tzitzin and not Tziporin, not by nails. And number two, we're not sure what Lamata, what Lamaila over here is. And now, since we're keeping the Lahokal by Tzitzin, we're not throwing the whole entire Lahokal out the window, we're keeping it. So maybe in this case, you can't be mekel, or you can tell me the chayot in the kitchen, the certain class, the lemaisa mekel, that loch of vayi by nails, the should be no problem. So again, the get nails, we can't apply the loch practically. If you have vayi and the mokum tsar, the chanam mokum tsar then lo gozru. In case we're doing a biyad, mashu in sits in the vada is going to be machmer. Sivlam aveis, come on the mission daf kufir aleph, bring down someone has a chushish bishinov. Is a pain inside his teeth. The Mishnah says over there that a person cannot put in chaymitz and spit it out. However, he can take his bread, put it inside chaymitz, and eat the bread, it'll be no problem. Now, point out three things that come out from this sif over here. Number one, come on the Mishnah brew at the Kohen Kof, he says the halacha is that this case is a mechish ba'almo. You're paying your teeth, it bothers you, you feel it. It's a mechish ba'almo. What's the halacha by mechish ba'almo? You mentioned already the five levels. Is Yesh Bais HaKono, second is Kon Saver, third is Chol Shein Bais HaKono, fourth is a mix of Chol, and last is Mechish Balmo. The least thing is sore throat, something that bothers you, you sense, you feel it, dry hands, pain in your teeth. For my sense, the case of Mechish Balmo, what's the halacha? The Mishpul over here writes in Sefkon Kof, the halacha is like the Mechabah says in Sef Aleph, Yisrael cannot do Nam Lacha Da'abon, Nam Lacha Da'raisa, Nam Da'ishina, nothing. And the Goy cannot do anything, Nam Lacha Da'abon, Nam Peshina, cannot do a case of anything over here. Nothing, everything is ulcer. Arkan. Nothing can be done. The Maiso, come on the Achoinim and the Mefakbek, where exactly is this Makor that a Goy cannot do anything for a case of Mechish Balmo? Where is it coming from? They point out it's Mechor Arashbo, according to the Ramban, Dav Kum Kof Tesso, Men Aleph and Shabbos. Let's think of a Chayla by the Sikh of your lettuce over there. It sounds that way that it says a Goy cannot do Mlocha de Rabbanon. Speaks out the Achoinim based merely as the Vazan afterwards of Shumer Chalechest. We read the Rashba and the Rabban, it's not clear they cannot do a Melacha d'Rabbanan by a Goy. The Goy cannot do anything. But who said they cannot do a Shvus? And then a Goy. Maybe a Shvus just Shvus. Mokam Mechush Mutter. That means we know there's a Mixas Choyli and a Mechush Balmo. Two different levels. A Mixas Choyli, the Lacha Yisrael cannot do anything. But a Goy, like Mechava said in Simon Shin Zayin Sefei, can do a Shvus. Can do whatever Rabbanan means. A Shvus, a Shvus. By a Goy, the Mechush Mutter. Mean the Lacha by the Rabbanan's Mutter. He mentioned telling Gai to go buy medicine in the store is mutter. Why? Buying is drabon. Putting medicine inside the ear is drabon. My sister is drabon. Even though it's a mixed choli. If you look at the Ramban, the Rashba, it's not clear they're coming to ask for mechush ba'alma by shvus shvus. And therefore, there is a base mayor and the Lechem Mishnah on the Ramper base of one mahaluch. It sounds that when they're going in Sef Aleph, they won't be mekel on any mechush by case of shvus shvus. Any mechush, you can do a case of. Same thing, do a medicine, buy the medicine, should be doing the same exact thing over here. Lemaisa, Mishpo is clearly right over here, and Simon Shinchov Zayin, and also in the beginning of Simon Shinchov Ches, it's also all Mechshin, Ali Degoy, it's coming from Magaram, it's Segraz, or Choshul from the Bikr, the place we're going out this way. So the Maisa, we passed by Mechish, a goy cannot do anything. However, says the Vosner, since the Vosner Oma Fakir is not that similar to the Makar, he points out that the Vosner himself is not the Rashma on that Kukov Tet, so the Rashma portion Shuva that says it's also. They said, Maisa, the Makar is not that simple. If you want a Taino, when you're the Sufik, if you're Mechish, or Mixes Baalma, or Mixes Chayli, that's probably not sure. Is it definite pain in localized area, or is it not definite pain? I feel it bother me. Sometimes it's an in between level. We're not sure where it is, but it was almighty. It can be mekel and give it together of mixes chayli. Well, maybe even mechush itself was mutter by a guy as a klal shvush shvus by milan ochi the meister mutter of mixes chayli, and maybe the mechush is the same thing as the mixes chayli. I mean, to come along this mishabruah saying to me makor, someone who wasn't says we're going to pass like the mishabruah. But let's say you something. The meister will give it together the kula of mixes chayli. That means they get numerous cases of a Savak Chayla. What's the luck of a Savak Chayla? We best have to go through all five levels. What's the luck of a Savak Chayla? So if you have Savak of a Chayla Sheish by Sakana, what's the luck of? That's the Mishpah brings down, Sakana Yazayin, very simple. Avad is Chash Rochav. You have the Gedda of a Chayla Sheish by Sakana. If you have a luck of a Savak of Sakana's Aver, next level, what's the luck of that case? So come on, I'm going to point out number one, Shlomo Zalman says, Kol Tuk and Rabbon, King the Rice Tikkun, so I understand him. Therefore, Savak Kabada, he has a Gedda of a Sakana's Aver. Number two, the Yatav says Savak Dabal and Kulo. And number three, if you analyze it, what's the negative for? If you have a Savak, if you have a Sakana Saver, what's the Lakha Sakana Saver? But you still can do a Dirabonon, and a Goy can do a Mlakha Diraisa. But Chilish Aimba Sakana, what are we passing? A Goy can do a Diraisa. That means, of course, you're not sure if you have a Sakana Saver, or Chilish Aimba Sakana, of course, you can do a Mlakha Diraisa. Or your case of what? Of a Yisrael can do a Shini Dirabonon. We said the Chilish Aimba Sakana. What's the lacha? That if you're stuck, even the chayodom can be something the first, you can do any drop on us. She usually will come out, if you're not sure if you're chalish eva sekolo or sekolo is aver, anyway, you still can do a lacha drop on us. So come along with your subject of a sekolo is aver, also you get together of sekolo is aver. What's the lacha of your subject of a chalish eva sekolo? We mentioned last couple we have four reasons to gate to medicine and why to make either because the bisman is there, some time no. Maybe it's not negated the whole sugya in the gate to medicine. Then the shkis samonim shmir shabbos one this way. Or mitzad comes up on kulo. Or mitzad is no cheskis iser. Or mitzad the idea like Shlomo Zalman says that suffolk is kivadai. I realize those four reasons. Two of them negate doctor to medicine, and two of them negate to even the case or malacha. That means negate to malacha says Shlomo Zalman also has a klal chalish ebay sakano. Negate to mixes chalish. We just said that right now. Vosna says. That's when he mixes chayla mechel. She also says he can't be mechel. That means you go through all levels over here. If you're suffering, what level you are, because the Swami seems to say you can be semich on the higher level. That means suffer chalish eim esikana, chalish eim esikana, suffer sikana seva, sikana seva, suffer chalish eim esikana. You have to get a chalish eim esikana, except maybe malacha, which you'll get the klum and the gate to memachet, which due to the case of the creams, you have other two from white to mechel. You have suffer chalish eim chayla, you nickel getter of mixes chayla. So it comes out the Pesachim is saying, whenever you must subbing at a certain level, make it the Pesachim one be Mekel. That's Aleph from the Lachon Siflam Beis. A second thing, come along the Mishabuah discussing, when a person puts this Chaymitz inside, to eat, put his bread and to swallow the mice, no problem. Couldn't he put the Chaymitz inside, or this Yayin inside, and leave it there, and then swallow it? So come along the Mishabuah and says to leave it there, on your tooth, and then swallow the mice, it's Osir. You need the Chayotim, the mice, it's Osir. Sending it again to a case of shaman, putting it there, leaving it there, and maisa, it'll be a case of ulcer. Come with Mishabuah and says, let's say you want to take a case of yain sraf, whiskey. And the person wants it, has a lot of tsar over there, and he wants to put it there, leave it over there, and then swallow it. He says, the maisa, if it's tsar, godly, can be mekel. Well, put whiskey in his teeth, tsar, godly, maisa, he wants to be mekel. Then I look up the chayadam why that's so, the chayadam wants to sign the why, because whiskey is maisa, is a mashka that everyone drinks. And therefore, it's not look like a refu or kokach, it's not like the case of chaymitz, people do not drink chaymitz. Everyone sees why doing it for it. It's not an act of refuah. No one drinks shemen. Everyone sees an act of refuah. People drink whiskey. Elamai, you're living around your mouth. So he says, it's not nikkur kol kach, it's refuah. Therefore, your tzar godly can be mekel. Now, the word of mishbu is you have to swallow it afterwards still. Like, I mean, look up the chayodim, it sounds like you even spit it out. But my says you swallow it. A very basic nafkamino that comes out over here. My kids asked me that they have kankosaurus. A lot of pain. Now, there's no way of healing canker sore. The way of doing it, they numb it. Well, how do you numb it? I'm Shabbos. Maisa, it's a case of mixed chayla. What to go do? So I told my kids, very simple. Very simple. Take whiskey, drink it. You can swish it around your mouth, leave it there, absorb the taste and enjoy it. Numb that area and then swallow it. Shavuot says it. Black by Shavuot. They said, who says so? Shavuot says, but Tzar called it a lot of pain. Might you go do it? No problem here. Now, the mice, they slept very well that night also. Nocha Mila comes out of it. But it comes out, and it's very clear. You have Tzar Godel in your teeth. Anything that you're putting inside the mouth looks like a regular drink. Mice, it's mortar. Shavuot says, you cannot spit out. Can't take a dab and put it on top of it that makes it curly. Well, otherwise, you can go do it. And the Elamite saying, although also mouthwash would be the same thing. The mice derech is spit out. The mice says, Father, they explained to me, Matthias wise, it does not work as well as whiskey. But pile wise, whiskey works much better. And therefore, of course, a clear mission where the mice says, if you have a kangasaur, a pain in your mouth, you want to put whiskey inside the mice, it's a bottle, it's from the chayatum. The mice it's motor.
That would be the kid always drinks whiskey. He's younger, he typically doesn't.
Even adults get that about, right?
Five-year-old kid, you know.
The mouth they're sipping to put on the mouth they would sip even when they want to show up to their friends.
Right.
The mouth they're sipping to put on top of it is the same mouth they would do to show up to their friends.
So therefore, the case here of chaymitz is also someone
drinks vinegar. Chaymitz, the Mishnah does not give this headache. He said the case of dafka v'yayin tzrach to leave it there.
And the same today, right? Yayin, right?
He said if you dip your bread inside to eat it,
yeah.
If that's the derech v'achil, it'll be water. That's you want to know if you're drinking it. For today, the Mishnah says to drink into my soul will be mutar only spit out the ulcer. Before you want to tie on the ulcer.
Right?
Sounds that way. Could be. I think so. Everyone has peer pressure. It's not worse than any peer pressure. Everybody.
Kid,
why are you wearing it black and white? And why are you wearing that scarf? Come in with a red outfit. Because that's what everyone, because that's what she is. Prayer. Yeah. The yarmulke, the glasses, the hairstyle, everything. The only concern you have is you're missing the beard. That's fine.
Kid,
a pain like that? Let's say even an older person. You start talking about age kids, that's economic. It could be. But kids, I meant my children when they're telling me that my kid actually was, one was 14, one was 16, the kids also. No, I just tell them what to go do. They're like, sure, Tati? Like, yes, Mr. Brewer, shut up, Mr. Brewer.
Yeah, how about you
present
that?
Third thing over here, come on to Mr. Brewer to bring down that might though. To put alcohol straight on top of the place, says the Maaseh of the Osir. He says, however, let's say a person is Chole Kologof, still he wants a tiny lechor to put medicine on top of his Osir. However, over here he brings down the Chai Odom that says, give a servant upon the first Shita, do a Melacha, do a Ponon, by case in the gate 3 or 4. Now, what is the Mishabur Shita? Well, we'll get back to it, but we see clearly the Mishabur brings down the Yisrael over here, that even though we know by Chalish Eim by Sekono, we pass it like in Sifu design, like the third sheet, you have to order a bottle with a shinoi. Cable of Mishbun over here brings down, but you cannot do order a bottle with a shinoi, simmer on the first sheet and do order a bottle straight. Now the Mishmua in Sifu design does not bring down the sheet, he went straight like the third sheet. And only that, in Sifu Pei and Sifu Khan Pei, he brings down, have a below shinoi and a mice's ulcer, do the bottle straight and a mice's ulcer. He said the black and white, over here come along to be Mekel. So I don't want to explain that the Mishmua bring it down to be simmer from Yuchid. But the case of refu of truth of medicine, not negate malacha. Negate malacha of shmiring things on the ma'isik mi machbar. Negate to medicine, which is much more kal. The gzerim yuchad over here negate to chaylo. Over here, the mishmur wants to be simich upon the chayodim and says you can be making simich upon the first shito, but not negate to malacha. Hagam the shmir shabkul chosik does not say that way. One says lav daf to the case of medicine. Was passing in all cases. The chud mishmur clear 2 other times, not that way, or more times that we're not be simich upon the first shito, only negate to medicine over here. Siflam Gimel is Locha of Ganeach. Someone has heart problems, he wants to drink straight from the animal. The Mechab brings out the Gemara. Mokum Tsar, the Maisla Gozu. Now, first, this is the Mokum that the Graz, the Tildova, the Chaimel, the Egnatal says. This is the Makar that we paskin like the third Shito. That means a Shina on a deraita is Motor. Do not need a case of Shin Derabalim. This is the Mokum that comes from the Gemara says, Mokum Tsar, like Gozu, with the case of deraita. A Shin deraita, Maisla is Motor. That's Pshat of the third Shito. The Maaseh, first of all, they point out a little bit shver, they not love Dr. Sidi Ramban. And sorry, Ramban writes clearly the case over here Ain disha el b'le karka the case of connection only case of drabbalim. It sounds like we're clearing the Torah's autumn inside and the case of drabbalim. And therefore, l'chor, the case of connection only shina on a drabbalim. The problem already we mentioned, l'chor, is that we, Paskin, mishrubing down the connection is the melacha deraiso. And yet, it comes out by a melacha deraiso, it can do with an act of shinoi. Mishmu holds that Ein Disha El B'la Karko finds but he's not B'la Karko but Eimo is Nichla Gerek B'la Karko and therefore should be a case of Duraiso. And still Mishmu brings down the Gemara Mokum Salai Goso should be like the grass, a Shinna of Duraiso should be Motor. Yet Mishmu Paskins only in a Shinna of Duraiso, not a Shinna of Duraiso. So that one's already again the Bialok, the Shayat Sin, the Simtok, Sadegwab, and Elkos Yontif brings down this question in the footnote to tell of course a Kasha on the Om Mahalok, the whole Shinna of Duraiso is only Motor, not Shinna of Duraiso. The answer is, he says, why? Lakshibi melacha klal. It's like a shinigomer. The act of drinking straight from the animal is such a strange, weird idea over here. And therefore, since you're doing it such a strange mahalach over here, it's not nichol and getter of melacha at all. Which, again, they point out, is a massive chiddush. Rishonim are all discussing being a rice and Shemeach, and Mishmua sounds like Ganech is a separate entity, separately said over here. That Shia Lamaish Mishmua says, in this case, it's a loch of Ganech, mochim talagodu, is special by the case of Ganech, lakshibi melacha klal. It's a chalish in my sakana.
Okay,
it sounds like it's a chalish in my sakana. And the Mishmur does say, even though he writes a chalish in my sakana, still he writes a sakana zayin, kum zayin, sakana kubyud, still get an eye degoy. Now you could ask Lachura, why saying that degoy? The loch he wrote in Sif Yud Zayin, you have a chalish in my sakana, you have a choice getting a goy Yisrael. The second sheet was do the eye degoy. But Mishmur passing the third sheet, says, don't have to go get a goy. Or, you know why? He's Lashitasai. Because only when you have a Shina Dirabonon versus a Goy, the Nechlami is Shina Dirabonon. He also says Shina Dirayso. Shina Dirayso, why did you go get a Goy? Why did you get a Goy? Look at Lashitasai. And Kuvzain and Kuvyod, he's saying go get a Goy. You know why? Because Maisa, I hold the case over here of a Shina Dirayso. Sivla Mudalid is the local when a Isha is wants to express milk in their cup and give it to her child to go drink. Now first, expressing inside a cup is that the Rabbanon or the Raisa, the Bialokha brings down the place of Shabbos on Taino, the Derech to nurse a child is to nurse straight, not put inside a cup, it wants to be the Rabbanon, the first case and Mufarik to Achayad. Maitz Vishmur disagrees, says no, he brings Raisa to it, instead of that, the case putting inside a cup, still Nichna and Malokha, the Raisa, or Mufarik, the told of Dosh over here. So we're discussing, we're expressing milk inside a cup, or even Issa, the Raisa. Now come along, the Halokha is that to go do it for your child inside a cup, you cannot be done. Now, by Essen, there are two things going on, expressing milk by Isha by itself. We have it two times. Once over here, in Sif Lamed Aleph, and once we had it in Simen Shin Lamed, in Sif Ches over there, expressing milk. Now, there are two times you can express milk. One mitzvah, you want to feed the child. One mitzvah, the Isha, she's Bitzar. Two separate reasons. That means in Simen Shin Lamed, we're discussing a case where she's Bitzar. Over here, we're discussing a case where she's not Bitzar, so the kid has to be fed. And since when the kid has to be fed, the question, can you express the loch is maisa also? Now first, speaking of the achrenim, the maisa, the case where a kid does not want to eat anything except for his mother's milk, and the only way for the mother's milk to give it is in a bottle, avad the loch is all taken is mesukin es lachol of avad, you can express the milk. That means the Shulchan Aruch says over here you cannot do it, in the case where the kid has what to go eat, what to go drink. Otherwise, the avad is nifle get up koch nefesh. And the avad loch is that for sure 100% you can express milk or sub koch nefesh with the child into a cup for them to drink, if that's the only thing they're going to go drink. Now, there is a tumul b'zman hazeh. What do you do when babies do not want to nurse from the mother? Do you have a heter of this inyan koch nefesh to go express milk inside a cup, inside a bottle, and go give it to the child? Why? Because the chol all tinnik of a sukkah eitz l'chol. Or say no, go give a kid a bottle. Today we have formula, we have substitutes, we have different things to go give in the mokum of milk, and what's your heter to go express to a melacha deraisa for your child?
Why is the nursing itself not a child?
There is, and we'll get to the Shabbat Mepharik. We'll discuss then why the place can let you nurse right before the end of Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right, we'll discuss that why the mice is mortar. Good kasha. Now, the question is, do we have a heter to express milk, and that's the only milk that the kid will take? Or no, give him formula. So come along and Shmir Shabbos brings down from Shlomo Zalman, or the Asher Ish brings down from the Asher. They want to come along and say, if you never gave a kid formula, you have no kid to go try it on Shabbos, it could be either Melacha Deraiso, go give a kid, express the milk from your dadim, put inside a cup, inside a bottle, let him nurse it, let him drink it. I might say even this the right, so who said I'll take it? Shashrochet, children of Dafka will take this formula over here. All kids of a sukkah ate to lacholim, and therefore the lock is you can go to express the monk inside a cup, no problem.
Even an electric pump?
If it's Bukhok Nebuchadnezzar, yeah. The Khanshani went this way, the Shemesh Shabbos passed this way, they want Taino, you have no key to go try to give them a formula.
Not giving a formula makes it Pikuch Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah, because our kol, the old things are on sukkah ate to lacholim. The Maisa, the Svarim says the Pelo. Not much the time is the Pelo. Today we have formula. And I actually asked my wife in the hospital, what they do the first day? They tell all the mothers, you don't want to be woken up 3 in the morning, I'll give you a bottle, it's your choice, whatever you want. They nurse at 12, they nurse at 5, and at 3 it's up to the mother. Whatever they want. That means you give every single kid whoever wants. My wife says most mothers take it, they rather sleep through the night, they just gave birth. First day they give formula. What? Okay, that could be also. But that's even when they set up. Every baby that has an option, they let them do it. I mean, they will come along the Nishma Shabbat and quote to Shlomo Zalman to the Pelag Gadol. Everyone gives Maisa formula today. If some Kalpanim brings down these farmers and says, you have no wonder when it was written. And when they said Shlomo Zalman Liyashim, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, the Maisa and Nishma Shabbat is still kept and the Khoshani still says it. And therefore, Shar brings others. See, others say, what are you talking about? How in the world can we even this in the Raisa? Why could Kala Musukin Eitzel Kala? We have formula. They give the baby right away. Everyone does it all the time, constantly, because you don't want, because you want these women who were, not say brainwashed, but were convinced that mother's milk is much better for the child, which could be it is, but doesn't mean there's nothing to get of a Koch Nefesh. You can't give a case of a formula over here. It's very shverity. Mati assumed the rice over here, and the Messiah is very hard, and therefore it's the Chabad brings down that it is from coming away from the Mustakh and says, they don't understand where in the world they're coming from. Maybe they're different Messiahs in their soul when they wrote this 50 years ago, and therefore that's why they're coming to be makely assumed the rice. Otherwise, the Chorot stamped express milk and Shabbos from inside the child. If you know the child does not take a formula, and you know the child in Khanami does not eat anything in Khanami. If you don't know, the practice is, the standard, the assumption is that everybody, that every child takes formula, should not be a problem. You have no right to Mechal Shabbos over here. That's the gate for the child over here. The gate, the sugya of Tsar, Mitzad, the mother, Ben Hashem, alone, the sugya of Dosh, Mepak, get back to it, what the Klom are to Mitzad, especially the milk, Mokam Tsar, how to do it, should be a case of Ohilas the Ibot.
And so you have to go borrow a formula, you don't have to.
It's like the clump. What's the law?
What?
I'm sorry.
You don't have
formula. Where?
How's your house?
Go to your neighborhood. We're not going to give and then we tell you no. So, Mafik Walk now, Shane Klam. So, go to your neighborhood. So, then you're back to Shlomo Zalman and Rebsim. Rebsim says you have to go away. He has to go give it to you and wake him up. And then Shlomo Zalman says no. So it's no special hetzel here to give it to kids. He is like anybody else. Or she. Whatever it is. Sif Lamanei is a case where the Ramo brings down of the Isha that you have to shun up, you have to take the milk, express milk, and top of it, which had to get a Ruach Ra. What that is exactly, I'm not sure. The reason why Mishpur brings down, it says, if be allowed Tsar, he says, the Mokim Tsar, Echlami Logosu, Lokoshain, so you have a Gufa, the Maisa, it's Motor. Now, Stam is a question which I'm not going to answer. The Chorah, this idea of expressing milk on top of a person, which had a Ruach Ra, Mishpur is calling him Lokoshain, Tsrich Logufain. The fact that you express milk because you want to use the milk to drink is mocha tzrich l'gufay. Expressing milk because you want to get rid of the ruach ra is definitely getting for mocha tzrich l'gufay. So, in fact, Yeshua Yaakov, based me on others, before this case over here, before they'll get a mocha tzrich l'gufay. And why would the Mishnah says mocha tzar godly could be makel if it's a mocha tzrich l'gufay over here? Samar akasha. Sif Lamavov is the case over here of chewing these things to take away the reich hapeh, take away the smell. Now, that means Pasha, you leave the sugya over here. In any case, the mouthwash should be mutter. They do it's a kasha, the machab brings down the simon and the gimel, sift as well. The person wants to put filpel, pepper, or pieces of salt, or any place him underneath his mouth, as reich hapeh, the law is only mutter in Erev Shabbos. Only in Erev Shabbos. Now, again, over there, it's only allowed to put these things in Erev Shabbos. Mishmur says two reasons why not Erev Shabbos. One is that Mitzad Gzer, Sikhi Samonim. Mitzad Gzer, Mitzad Sugya Leitzah. You might take it out, other Leitzah, there was only mutter on Erev Shabbos. So the question over there, it sounds like a serious Mishnah Berurah. She has Halacha, Taisus, Yushainim. Back in Kiveger and one of the Shain Halacha is also in Pankinyevsky is, Kora, can you do an act beside the Reich HaPeh? Zen Nichol to get a refuel. Here it sounds like it's Mutter. And Simon Shin Gimel might sound like it's Osir. So one simple way of answering it is you can say how the Shmir Shabbos wants to answer. And Chanami Reich HaPeh Lamaish is Mutter, there's no Isir Refuah. Mishmur brought down two reasons over there why it's Osir. One Mitzad Refuah, one Mitzad Sugi Vaitzah. One time the Ikka reason Mitzad Sugi Vaitzah, It's mutter. Going with that, the maestro says, Kosh, can you take the maestro mouthwash on Shabbos? Can you do it to wash out your mouth? Now, first, there are two different types of mouthwashes on the market. There's a standard mouthwash, and then there's one that has medicated, that has antiseptic, that's much more expensive, that has much more koyach to kill the germs over here. Be'ikke kamal l'svon the one machal between the two. The one time that mouthwash for maestro chores should be the salok for maestro smuter, they're coming from different avenues why it's smuter. They mentioned four different reasons why. One reason why Titus says you'll be a Omer, he wants nichol get it like a shmir ba'alma. He wants to say it's like mavriach harit, someone's going to come to buy you, you're just pushing it away. Nichol at the idea of killing bacteria, nichol get it like mavriach harit, shmir.
The
second reason.
Why
not the same thing? No, you're numbing, you're taking away your pain. Again, it's because pain, not healing something, but can you take any aspirin to take away the pain? You mentioned that when they get to medicine, take away the pain, it's nichol get it for. Now, second reason one time why it's mutter of reckless one time. Now, mice and mouthwashes, whether it's Reach HaFenas, Michael Bream, people do that, that's a natural thing that a lot of people do. Get the sugar of Michael Bream, the person is sick, let's say he has to eat certain foods, or he has to take rice or bananas because he has constipation, or could die mother, because you can take it, no problem. One time the mouthwash, not worse than the case of Michael Bream. Another reason the Nishma Shabbos wants a taino, they want a taino, the idea of bacteria being there, no one senses, no one feels it, it's over years, the build up eventually might come to you. Therefore, the etzem, what you're killing right now is really not really healing anything that has any sense it can really point to and see it per se. Why they want a taino, that the whole over here putting a mouthwash, the main taino one taino is doing mitzad reich hafeh, not mitzad in your refuah, not coming to kill material, the main point is reich hafeh. So all the different reasons, you can argue back and forth, different ideas over here, but if the swan want to come along and taino, the loch is, whether it's Scheinberg, or the Chodshani, or Shmir Shabbos, others bring down, the mouthwash, regular ones, the maisa mutter, Mashenkin, if it's antiseptic and medicated ones, you can start clearing why also. Not more to be ick of the place, come along time. The mice in that case over here, it's also.
What are these? They don't have, like.
No, so they mean the ones, I think, when the dentist tells you, you have to get a prescription because your teeth are rotting and you have massive issues and your gums are having problems over here, you got to take care of it. That's what they're referring to. I assume that's what they're referring to.
In that case, though, maybe the fact that you're
already crying. Oh, so then if it comes to a chalish ain't by sekono or echlami, then you have a chalish because you have a time. Otherwise, if it's not the klal of rechapah, this that you won't have.
So if it's Michael Green, why can't you use
it? It'll be Michael in the mouthwash, yeah, not antiseptic. That the special medicated isn't. By rechapah. By this case of.
Since
it's mutter,
people use it, so then because
it's Michael Bream,
so they should be able to use it for a mouthwash.
I'm not sure which mishmur you're referring to.
The Machaber, it says that
the
way Shafan
plays
a
Shinam
Refuah.
That's not what you're doing it for.
What?
I
know, but now what you're saying is mutter because why?
Oh, no. So this thing,
no.
You have to know if those days was an Echlami case of Michael Bream. I don't know. Nowadays, the burger time is our mouthwash, people do it naturally every day, and that's a standard practice. That's my fault for you.
It'll
be even time before we want to, yeah. Mashenkin in those days, what this matzaki is, I'm not sure. The Lavdavka, my fault for you. Let's see this one. I saw one trip one time that aspirin definitely get the Michael Bream. It's very hard to say that. I think the very much one say that's Michael Bream. Fine, it's Kiddush. The boy they point out, therefore, let's say you have smells in your sock and you want to put powder there, and I might have to take it away. The one time, and also just make sure you don't have any bad smells, not necessarily get it before beer, it just takes away the zay and the sweat away. Also, mice should not be a problem. Fine. Those are the sifm over here. To start understanding it, let's go from first and other sigil. What's going on over here? We have the simon reisha and ches, get the info last week. The over there, the loch discusses by extinguishing a candle by a chayla, what the loch is. So the Mishnah of Tesson Bey says, to put out a candle for chayla ma'aseh potter of a loser. The Gemara Daf Lamed asks the question: why is that so? Are going according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to Rabbi Shimon? Yehuda the locher saying tzuchel du chol ma'aseh is chayiv. So why over here is a case of that you're not chayiv? Which one saying El Chanami? A case of chayla sheyesh by sakana. Yesh by sakana. So I say potter should be mutter. El Chanami it's not the same as potter. El Chanami mutter. Most of the going according to Rabbi Shimon. What's the lachos? The lachos she'ain tzuch legufay, and they'll be part of a loser. What's the case? Over here, chalish she'ain by sekano. Fine, that's what the Gemara says. Speaks out the base case very clearly. That means it comes along. If you have chalish she'ain by sekano, you can extinguish the candle. Chalish she'ain by sekano, the ma'isa vadik can extinguish the candle. Why we pass like a shimon? And the lachos she'ain tzuch legufay. They were part of a loser. Very simple. First question: we have a Gemara that says a person a chelish ain't by zakoni when extinguish the candles. Malchus sheitzigul ruva is also. We know the loch and simin shin chav kes. If you dine, there are four sheets again by chelish ain't by zakoni. The first sheet is that a drabbanon is mutter. So why can you not extinguish a candle? Extinguish a candle. What's the big deal? The Gemara says a chelish ain't by zakoni. The ma'aseh also to extinguish a candle. Why? Because kohen kohen of shimin loch sheitzigul ruva is potter. Maisa, there are bottoms. The bottoms on the first sheet, point Taisvis, point to the Rashi, the Shulva, point the toilet, and the Shabbat Rambam. The Maisa is smutter. Why is Maisa also by Chalish Eim HaZikonah to put out a candle? Therefore, come on, this is where the Abban is getting the Makor, that the Abban is also, Abban turns to Odom, to the Gemara. He's saying, how do I know you have to Hashim the Reis also? I'll bring a call Gemara. The Gemara writes that a Chalish Eim HaZikonah cannot extinguish the candle. Elamayim must be, the law is, you have to Hashim it on a Abban, and the Abban itself, the Maisa is not mutter.
The candle is like directly to the schreli over there, that mom is going to affect the schreli, or it's a...
That's what you're putting it out for. That's you're putting it out.
You need to go sleep after this.
Fine. Oh, so we got to... The Meister, where the Mishabura, for example, if you've gotten to answer the side over here, he says, why? Because Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa is Chomet Tvei. Because the Be'etzem, you're doing the Malacha. You're doing 100% of the Malacha, extinguishing the candle. Except the Malacha, you're not doing it how it was in the Tachas of the Mishkan, or to Elis Be'guva Dover. And therefore, since it really depends upon your Machshava Per Se, therefore, Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa will be more Machman than all the Rabbanans. All the Rabbanans. Now the Chaim do give other two to answer this question. That's how the Mishpura went to the Pimagonim. How did Mechalch, how does the first Sif, first sheet of the Yudzayin answer it? The one Taino over here, in Reishan Ches, is the Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa is different. That means even in the first sheet in Sif Yudzayin that says it's going to be Osir, be Mutter Drabbanans, but not Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa. Building upon this, let the person who wants to do a case of a Shinoi on the Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa. That means we paskin like the third sheet in Sif Yudzayin. The Chilu Shein Tzuch can do a Shinoi on the Drabbanan. Can you do a Shinoi on the Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa? Basically, can you go over to Lightswood and turn off the elbow for Chilu Shein Tzuch? Plain simple question. Come on, Shmir Shabbat Kuchasa to the Vadanat. It's Chomer Tvei. It's more Chomer. It's Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa. And Shilu Maisyabi Machmer. Maisyabi Machmer is the Pelo. First of all, the Ramban says a bigger raya that locha is that you have to ashin the Rabbanon and not any Rabbanon. The sugya, this sugya over here, that he says locha shein tzuch l'gufay is more chomer. Now the Ramban obviously understands that locha shein tzuch l'gufay is not more chomer than any Rabbanon. He is as a kasha, elamai you're wrong. Elamai must be near shina on the Rabbanon. But that means the Ramban understands locha shein tzuch l'gufay is the same thing like old Rabbanon. So I'll slug you up old Rabbanon also, you know why? Because this case of extinguishing a light. That means he equates all Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa with Rabbanim. It's the same, there's no difference. That's how we want to answer back the Ramban. That means the Ramban himself holds a Shina on Malacha Shein Tzuch L'Gufa, the Mice is Mutter, Violet's Mutter. Working down the Torah Shabbos, or the Gur'ar Yehuda and Shuma Mice says, for Chalishay Metzikon, do a Shina Rabbanim. And therefore, Rav Scheinberg, and I see the Peskashuva's new prince, you make down a Vad, you can. A Chalishay Metzikon, you want to shut off with your light. The Pitzkan Shuvah, the new prince, he says, it's only our lights, these cases of the Lord, Lav Dafki Midarites, the Machalik Yuzah. The only question can involve with incandescent lights, otherwise, all other lights can involve with maybe it's not even the rights, but incandescent lights. But the lights come out that our light bulbs, most of them are not really a Vada Derais, only some Derais, or Shash Derais, to Chum the Chaznish of Vada. If you have a Chalisha Meskano who cannot find any other place to sleep, and he needs to go to sleep, the Chuapi Swar, Echlam, you go with the lights. Do with the elbow on Shabbat. There should not be any problem on Shabbos. Of course, if you find another place to go to sleep, you go someplace else. That's bullshit. If you cannot sleep and a person is chalishay meskano, a person has a flu, a person has a migraine headache, you can't find any place to go to sleep on Shabbos, what are you going to do? Go with the elbow on Shabbat. Of course, that should be no problem. That should come out of the local mindset.
Oh,
what? The
sheen? Yeah, so here we go.
Oh, further, even more. Now, I think even two more points. Number one is saying, first of all, Va'id. Even if you cannot do a shinir abon kol de raisa, we already brought down from the zam says vadi ish lahokol on the grass till dog b'chayim no the egletal a shinir de raisa. Even if it isn't the raisa do a shinir. V'oi you also mentioned the mishnah moving down the chayod of the mishnah from the first sheet of all the ones the mutter which is case the abon. That means you have the first sheet, you have the third sheet, and the chayim agrees the shinir on the malacha shein tzuch l'gufa should be mutter. So the chayim a bunch of reasons why a vad there should be no problem with a chayim shein b'sakana shut your the light switch with a shinir.
Are you afraid to look for a guy first or?
Well, if you hold this mamish the third shita, Mishavuos says no. Mishavuos says no. Mishavuos, you don't have to go look for a guy.
Is a child...
You tell me the first shita, yes. You tell me the second shita, you tell me other stories, yeah. But you hold mamish, which I think is mamish the third shita, see the Rabbani comes out, it's mamish the third shita. No.
Can we say a child who can't sleep because the light's on is considered a holy shingle?
He will love to sleep with the parents in the bed.
Yeah,
but
you won't.
If Echram, if they...
All the lights are
on,
so that's for the
trailer that
you're going to be in the room with
the light in the room. The last one, right, a lot of times the circle of the cuddles are not really the circle of the cuddles, so the circle of the cuddles, because the kids deal with the cuddles. So you have to judge where the tzarich is.
Okay,
is the kid, if he gets sick, or the parents can't handle it?
Depending on
the cuddles, I don't know if
the
kid can handle it. We'll come out of it.
If
the kid is not... We have to know the Messiah. It's very hard to make it straight up. But I hear the story. Now, you could ask that the person over here is in bed, and the... Lemaisa, he can't fall asleep. Lemaisa is a bit sorry, he can't fall asleep. Why didn't come on with this very simple head over here? It's a mlocha shein shichul gufoy. The mokum tzala goes through, like the case of Mapis Morsa. Why didn't come on to a case of shina mlocha to a shina? Do the case down. Shut the light, because it's a bit sorry, he can't fall asleep over here. He's a bit sorry, mokum tzala goes through. There's no effect the mokum obvious in the sugyo. I can't sleep. It's just driving me nuts crazy. So over here you can answer very simple. The Meiri himself really is kash. He says, well, yes, what's the difference between Mappas Morse in our case? So you want to tell you that this idea of showing light is not really effective in Nezik Rasei. It's a David study. Well, the words of Moshe, it's not tzar beguf. It's a tzar that can't fall asleep. But that's not nechleh to mokum tzala gozu. That means one he said we see ready, that we come along discussing our sugi, what mokum tzala gozu, has to be a tzar in the person himself, not David study in the tzar beguf. Aleph. But now it's the other way. We're saying again we have a case of Mokum Tzala Gozer, we're going to be Machmer. In the case again with David Sadi. In the case of Mappis Morso, we're saying the locha is that a person can do a case of a take out the lecha of Mokum Tzara. So one thing you can ask Bechor, if it's a Chodesh or Imbeth Akana, Bechor you need a Shina on a Durabodon. Like the third Shita. Where's your Shina on a Durabodon? You can tell me it is. You can ask Maestas, the locha Shain Shiglu Gufayim. We just said it right now. Mlokoshe and Zikul Gufa is Chomer Tvei. How will we make away Mavis Morso? Find those 2 points which you can really answer. The main question is, what is a Mavis Morso? Is it definite pain in a localized area? That means he's a Mixus Chayli. That's what he is, he's a Mixus Chayli. What's the Lach of Mixus Chayli? Yisrael cannot do anything. He can't do anything. So why in the world is any heter by Mavis Morso to take out the fog from the asbestos inside? Maisa, the case of Chayli is a Mixus Chayli. They cannot do anything. What's the heter? What's the side? The heter mokum tzala gozer. So the ma'aseh is the shulam zalman that says the shulchan shloimo. It's a kula gdeila that we have in Mappas Morso. It's a dim yuchid over here. It cannot learn out to other places. It can't learn out from Mappas Morso. The problem is Mishmur does. He says the case of kites is mutter even though the damn come out. You know why? I learn out from Mappas Morso. The case in Simen Shin Laman by the Isha wants to express milk from the dadim says Mishmur. Who the mokum avam? Ma'aseh why is it mutter? It's Makam Tzara, like those who like Mappas Morso. The Chorim say we can learn from Mappas Morso to other cases. And we can be analyzed over here in our Sugya of Etzim, we had 7 times Makam Tzara, like those. We had first the case of Gneach, that's Makam Tzara, like those, Gemara's words, Makaba's words, which the Maisa Tzara, like is a separate concept. It's really Chodesh, Ein Beis Akono. And therefore the Mishmum himself has a Maya, wife, Motor, said, like Chosh, Makha Kral. So let's put Gneach to the case of the side. And we have 6 other cases, the case of Mappas Morso, that again, Rash Mijam Mokum Tzala Gozu. We have the case of Kites, a second case. The case of Aftero, the Shai Tzim Mijam, the only reason why being Machmer is not Tsar Kulehaya, we love Tsar, Maishav Hetem Mokum Tzala Gozu. We have the case of Sitin and Sipurin the Purish Roiv. The Lokas Mokum Tzala Gozu, the Roiv comes out. Well, fine, we're speaking of first the cases, and we'll get to. So what? Mixes Chali, who cares? It's Mixes Chali, right? Mappas Morso is what? Is a one shvus, two shvus. Yeah, you better be a local? Fine. And the case over here of the 6th case over here is when you want to put this milk, express milk on top of someone as Ruach Ra. Also, Mokum Tzala goes to the Mishmur if you had a lot of tzar over here, usually not a lot of tzar. And also, the case of expressing milk from each of its tzar, Mokum Tzala goes to. That means you have 6 cases of Mokum Tzala goes to brought down by the Pais Kim. Again, so the question is if you look at all these cases over here, except for Ganeach, the old case of Mixus Chayla. The old Mixus Chayla, the definite pain in the localized area. What in the world is Yisrael doing over here? So first, one malach, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Graz, he comes along and says, Betzim, we're told now we mentioned the five levels of a chayla. He said, no, they're not five levels, they're six levels. Six. He says, after chayla she'im by sekhano, the third one, he said, then there's tar harbe, and then there's miktza tsar, and then there's mechish ba'alma. That means in the levels of tsar, it can be mechish, bothers me a little bit, then there's miktza tsar, bothers me more, then tar harbe bothers me more, and chayla she'im by sekhano, the words of amal is what? It's mitzami kolagov. Four different levels of tsar. Now, how do you find this level of tzar? So Banner, in the beginning of the Sefer, he has a hard time explaining what mixes choyli is and mechosh. He can't even figure out what the difference is. So let me figure out this one now. Put one more inside. Tzar harbe. Let me figure that one out. He can't figure it out. He did not know what to put it. He left it not on top, only on bottom. He can't figure out what the difference between mixes choyli and mechosh is. So fine, no. Go figure. What is tzar harbe? What does that mean? Loit says the grass. What is alochas? We have these now six levels again to choyli. He said, I'll tell you the difference. By case of chodesh she'im by sakana, the loch is a yisov can do a deraisa b'shinoi. The shitasai. By case of not like the Mishnah Berurah, when he says why he also shino on the deraisa. Tsar harbe, he says, what can you do? You can do a shino on the derabanan. However, he says you cannot take medicine. The mixes chodesh cannot do anything at all. That means he comes along with tsar harbe, he puts it in between. He, the shitasai, says, what is tsar harbe? What is that? You can do a shino on the derabanan. Make two derabanans over here. And what's chodesh aim by sekhana shina deraisa? We obviously the place. Now go this way. The Shmuel says a chodesh aim by sekhana shina derabanan. But the grass comes along and says fire harbe is in between. Has a cool on the chumro. Has a cool look to do a shina under derabanan. Has a chumro here. You cannot take any medicine over here. Those are the six levels.
The whole thing is called
welcome sarah goes to derabanan.
So you go take medicine. That's the whole thing.
Not the medicine. The special gzera skiyus amano. The special gzera can be bohol. He says. Medicine, not. In the case of we're not discussing medicine. But he says no.
But that's the whole thing.
Welcome to Sarah, because we're not medicine, we're not gezeirah, the old gezeirah we always have. But medicine, the mice, we put on a special gezeirah, it's on the ball. That's what he says. I know it goes this way, and as they saw, they're trying to explain it. Now, there's six levels over here. The mice, again, is very clear. The Mishwa certainly did not go this way, the Pesach did not go this way. They put the only thing that have five levels over here. So the question again is, what is the Yisoid over here of Mokhan Salah Gozu? So, there is a Moganovis, the Sugin of Lamed, and it seems numerous Achronim seem to understand this way, this Malach. Come there are numerous Malachim and numerous end of this really Sorachim. Let's go try to stick with one gang, make it practical. There's something that heals a person. You take medicine, and you have the red cells fight the white cells, and you have fighting the bacteria. You have one healing it, and the one is something that you're just taking away the pain. For example, in the case of Kleis, says Rashi in Shabbos Kukol Gimel, he says it's la refuah when you're taking out the thorn. It's tikkuni gavra midi. You're just taking, mistaken the person. He has something there, you're taking out a problem that's causing there. For example, first he closes his door on his finger. Could he open the door? It's a definite pain in the localized area. It hurts his finger. Can he open the door? Teres is a body can. Why? You're just taking away with something that's causing the pain. No one calls that refuah. And what's causing something that's causing the pain? Open up the door. Simple, right? That's not nichol to get a refuah shavai. Therefore, I think the study really is a sense of novice. In the case of refuah, that's going to be usur. In the case of taking away, being misaki the problem, we have the bayavi, it's just taking away what's causing the pain. That's called misaki the gavro. Taking gavro.
Someone's arm is cracked, so you get a cast, you're just putting it where it's supposed to be, you're not actually fixing it. That should be together.
So, first of all, the cast is usually after they put it in place, it's a hold in place, you should not move it. If you will not move your arm, they will not put on a cast. As once in the hospital with a bar injector, and you actually broke his arm, they put it back in place, they will start to put on a cast on them, he just like wash up on the cast. He said, you shouldn't move your arm. He said, I won't move my arm. They're like, no, you can just sleep. Like, so I won't move when I'm sleeping. And the Rebbe said over that for the next 6 months, 6 weeks, he's lying in bed on his back, arm, not moving it. And he walked around for 6 weeks, not moving it. Because the doctor said not to move it, so you don't move it. There's no sense of a cast over here to heal anything.
So why is the cast before?
What?
Who said the cast is before?
I didn't say anything about cast. Who said the cast? I said, you did. I didn't say anything about cast. It might have some of you study the koich of a person that everyone should know. The most of you should certainly get before you jump something else. That's fine, but us, they are done.
So bring it back in place as well.
Oh, that might be pointing to somebody else. We'll get to it. We'll get to Sifra Mazayim. We'll get to that. Rabban, the Raiso. That's pointing though.
But that shouldn't be a
cast. No, that's creating a cast. You're not making a cast. That's building. That's pointing though. Nothing before. It's also pointing though. You can't make a cast.
It's
pointing though.
It's pointing though. Is there a
No, that shouldn't be a problem. Why should that be a problem? Just don't move it. Wait, make sure you don't move your hand. Control yourself. So, look what this. You say it over here that Meister Refuah is going to be Yasser. Mash Enkein, taking away something that's just causing the Bayah is going to be Motor. Now, the Swore, watch that be. What? I'm not saying pain. I'm saying taking away the pain. I'm saying taking away the thing that's causing the pain. Now, not. They're fighting one against another. Now, what's the first svar behind it? That goes to speak out the cases. The svar behind it, says the Magen Aves, is the Maisa, since by a Chelish Yesh by Sekona, Chazal will make him on doing all Malachas, even Tzrich L'Gufay. They even negate the Chela, if it's something like you make him Malachas, she ain't Tzrich L'Gufay. And we make him things Tzrich L'Gufay, we make him the Raisas. Lead one to another, so we're much more Machman the Chela. Mashing, you think it's nothing to do with Chela, not sick, not Chela, not fighting. Just taking away the thing that's causing the pain, then the Maisa is Mutter. That's not a problem. That's the opening of the door. That's closing the top of your finger. That's not a problem over here. If you go through the cases, says Shlomo Zalman, he speaks out by Marpus Morse. He says, what are you doing over here? He's saying, not, when you take out the lecha, it's not healing you. It's taking away the thing that's causing the pain to you. That's all it's doing. The case over here, the second case, what are you doing? Just taking out the thorn that's causing the pain to you. That's not what we are going on over here. The case of Tzipurin, what's going on? The wave of it has to be off, and Maisin cut it off. It's causing, you're taking away the thing that's causing you the pain. The tzitzin, what are you doing? You're causing off the thing that's causing you the pain. There's no four-fifth things going on. The words again of Rashi is what is a tikkun gavra being mistaken in the gavra. Tikkun gavra, take away the thing that causes the pain. A body can open up the door over here. Now, the only case you could take, Gneach is not the way. Gneach is no shaykh. Gneach is the case of a chayla. And this is Mokum Tala Gozu. That's a separate Indian. Gneach is the case of chayla she'ein by Sekono. And the Mishwa has to answer. It's a different case over here. It's like Chashim Locha Klal. Gneach has to give a different territory over here.
The nail?
That's why it's Mutter. Mokum Tala Gozu. Sipurin is Mutter. Sitz is Mutter. Right? That's why it's Mutter. That's why the Chud, the Seid of here, Sarabi, is not a different category in chayla. Nothing to do with chaylam. It's a case of an idea of a person that's sour from an outside source. You can take away the outside source. But Meister, that's what the case over here that's Mutter. Now, when is it? Now the question is: once we have this answer, when do we apply this answer? That's your question now. What's the case over here? When do you apply it? So the Meister, you look in the Magen Aves. He says any drabbanim even lochoshen tzrich l'gufay. The Mishnah Berurah says not that way. Mishnah Berurah writes over here by the case of Mappis Morso. He says what's going on with Mappis Morso? It's a case of a kli. So what might say, why is it mutter for? Why are you only doing the case of Mokum Tsar taking out the lecha? Lokho Shen Tzikul Gufay. It's a case of Yad. So Lechora, why is the Mechabah saying Yad the Maisvi Chai when it comes to make a Pesach? The Mishmur says the Chiddush that the Reish of the Sefer is not discussing the same case. You want to say the Reish of the case of a kli there for Yechayiv? Mashayang, the case of the Sefer when it's mutter, Mokum Tsar Lagodu, is Dafka Biyad. You need two Rabbanans, and he sends you to the Mogav Ram, which is Lodin Ayin Shom. Send you to the Taz. Where is the Taz exactly coming from? The Taz is causing the case of Tzipurin. Tzipurin is the case of Tudor Abonans. What Tudor Abonans? The case over there that's rave off Ketolish Dami, and the case over there of Ostung and Biyad. Need Tudor Abonans. So by Tzipurin is Tudor Abonans, Mappis Moore is the case of Tudor Abonans.
No.
That means, well, come on, the milk speaks out of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, no, why Tudor Abonans? Hoylich Ibn, Simon Shin Lamid, and Amloch Hashem, Tzrik Lugufoy. That means, Eich Nami, this Heter, fine, need Tudor Abonans, come out of Chiddush then. Taking out a case with a tweezer, what's that going to be? If it's a psik ratio. Mishmur says the same thing like Mabas Morsi needs to do abonans. So if you do it, what? Well, yeah, how do you have to take out the case? When the case comes when Dam comes out.
By
Mabas Morsi,
yes.
It's Bloco, there's Bloco Shane Tsiklu Gufay, and Biyad. The book in the case of the kites, we're taking out the situation with dam. It's lochosh and tzrich l'gufay with the dam. The chur take out with the tweezer. In the case with the situation, which says a lot is mutter. But case even situations of the shayatin, a lot of be makel to answer up the from the chem motion all this answer back to magavram. Because like marbis morso, the chur can go use a tweezer. I didn't see anyone in swarm right. You cannot use a tweezer. Apichesh ben shabai. The chur you cannot use a tweezer on Shabbos when it's a situation. Take out dam. Usually what happens, you use a tweezer, it's not a psik ratio. When you don't use a tweezer, it usually is a psikresh, it cannot be mutter, because the lochosh ain't tzivuyu, but you try to get a tweezer, it should not be a psikresh. Now, the only question again is to get back to Gunayach. Mokum tala gozu, over there's only one drop on him. But again, Shaitin answered what? That's Mokum tala gozu lochoshim lochoklal. Separate concept over here. That means the side of our sifm over here is a, again, being very clear, look among Numus Akhoyim, did not seem to go this way. Numus Auras. But they really end up
sharing.
What?
Didn't
yeah. That's also a question. So why is it mutter for you? You only do one drop on them for it. You need a shino drop on them. The mice, the way how Mogad Ovis goes and seem to be very stark and swerish about it, that these cases are not nifl together before. These cases are just being misak and gava, take away what's causing the pain over here. Therefore, for example, can a person take aspirin when he has a lot of pain? So I saw the shirt to him, Allah being down the Mogad Ovis, or Rabbi Oyer being down the Mogad Ovis, says, Mice, you can, Mogad Tsar, God will go through. The mice before, that's not a shot over here. Because the way the Mogad Ovis says over, and the way the Swami seems to more understand, that to heal something, there's no heter. Aspirin before to take away the thin the blood and take away the pain, who would not be any heter. Person has a large burn. So I spoke to one Rav, and he said, oh, you have a large burn, a lot of pain. Mokum Tsala goes through. Want to put on cream on top. Kuro? Don't know why that should be mutter for it. Might I see the way how the Ispaham Kneski or the way Orchid Shabbos went or Abadna went, has all the club to get to the five levels. You don't have a special Hetzim Mokum Tsala goes through. Why? Because that's a separate entity. You have pain, you have a large burn on the part of your body if it goes to the column. If it's a second degree, a third degree, is it? Because it's aimed by the condition of your whole entire body, the massive pain, you have to lie down in bed. Echnam, you have its column. But say you have the Hetzim Mokum Tsala goes through, you have no such Hetzim. Because that's a dim yuchid and taking away the pain. That's an outside factor, just take me masakin the go.
If you're not really doing it for you, just taking away an outside factor. Why do I need it? Why do I need
tzar? What?
Why do I need it, sir?
You do why do I need tzar? Because you're doing block, you're doing two drop bonus. You're doing it this, you're doing it this, sir.
No, you're doing it this, sir.
You have to do an issue to cut off the nails, to cut off the cuticles, to do, take out the leg, to do
the
down. Yeah, this is not, we're not discussing the four of you. We're learning it in the four, it applies to get to go around the four, but this is not the secure four. This is the four, it's our harvey, it's secure of being mistaken to go, a double salty. This is the monkey seller goes through. What? It's not, you're not healing anything. There's no healing process. If something's causing you pain, taking it off. There's no healing process per se.
So it turns out that you could be much more comfortable in a mix of spelling than a tsar. So it doesn't make sense. A guy could have a burn. It's killing him.
So you
should walk around. It's not, feet don't hurt him. A guy with a mix of spelling, he has to lie down if he feels a little weak. But the guy with a burn is much more uncomfortable than a guy with a mix.
So a guy usually if a large burn the swarm right usually if you he's killing him is a chodesh yom hazakana. He has to lie the kin to handle it. That makes a chodesh yom hazakana. When I happened once in my mishpacha, I spoke to another rabbi. He said, yeah, before if it's a large burn, your whole body that's him. Your whole body is weak. Then a chodesh yom hazakana and then a kalami so you can take the medicine. But it's nichlan and mokum tzala goes with alakor or not.
It should depend on the pain tolerance.
Every time. Many
could be.
Some people are okay. Not okay.
Could be. If you need bed rest, whatever, get a bed rest. Is. We have a sopik, we said before, and sopik yesh lo'akal. My meshem tomorrow, I like to do shinlam al, shinlam beis, mila and mialdin, and throw in the inna v'shalom zok and the kiddush by making my daughter. That's all.